Welcome to our first meditation on the Five Wisdoms for Lady Naguma Foundation Level 2. In this meditation, we are working on mirror wisdom and working to purify the Vijnana Vayu. So we purify this Vayu at the nadi of the Ajna Chakra. Even though this Vayu is pervasive, it's throughout the whole body. So get yourself into a comfortable seated position. Make the body still and check to see that you have a nice straight spine. Now try to feel or simply imagine the pervasive wind coursing throughout your body. Try to feel it specifically at the periphery, at the edges of your body, in the layers of the skin, in the joints, and even in your eyes. Taking a moment to scan the whole body, to check in and see what new knowledge you can find about the pervasive wind in your body. When ignorance rides on the pervasive wind, imagine it is a dull gray wisp of light. Ignorance in the form of misunderstanding hardens our belief that things come from themselves, that I didn't do anything, or it's not my fault. When wisdom rides on the pervasive wind, it is white and silvery, almost like the diamond light, and it purifies any tendency to think that things are coming from themselves and not from what I did to others in the past. When this wind is not yet purified, see it again as a dull gray wisp of light. First, we will imagine ignorant thoughts riding on this dull gray pervasive wind. So we're going to breathe through the Ajna Chakra. So visualize your breath flowing out of the Ajna as this mistaken ignorance, a dull gray wisp. And then inhaling this ignorance as a dull gray wisp back in through the ajna. If you experience your mind sinking at all, then expand your awareness to the periphery of your body, to the joints of the arms and the legs, to the skin, making a brief, deliberate toggle, and then tighten your focus back to the ajna. And when you toggle your awareness to the periphery, try to feel the pervasive wind there. Get in touch with the sensations of the movement of this wind. Check to see, is it stuck somewhere? Where it is stuck, in general, there is some discomfort, or physical or emotional discomfort. Check to see, is it raging randomly out of control? Or is it becoming smooth and directed? As you listen to my words, maintain a bright, sharp, clear mind, inhaling and exhaling through the ajna chakra. Ignorance doesn't mean not knowing. Ignorance is the act of mistaken knowing. Mistaken knowing thinks I know something, when what I think I know is wrong. I think I know that the things that hurt me come from outside of me. Mistaken knowing thinks trying harder will make my asana practice go deeper. Mistaken knowing thinks trying harder in my asana practice makes me flexible and strong. Mistaken knowing blames any sickness or problems, things I don't like, on someone or something other than the seeds that I planted. Mistaken knowing even blames me of this moment. Mistaken knowing keeps me mired in guilt. Mistaken knowing thinks poverty, war, starvation, a lack of education, corruption, all of these problems that I see in the world, they don't come from me. That's what mistaken knowing thinks. Mistaken knowing doesn't look for deeper causes. Mistaken knowing is a happy procrastinator that gets upset when others are late. Mistaken knowing doesn't understand that the world is a mirror of the seeds I have planted. Mistaken knowing is a lazy person thinking they deserve a reward for hard work or no work at all. Thank you. Mistaken knowing is a poverty state of mind, thinking it deserves wealth. Let's change from the mistaken knowing and the dull gray wisp of light to the thoughts of mirror wisdom. So the pervasive wind transforms into a smooth, white, silvery wisp of light. So begin to breathe the breath of mirror wisdom out and back in through the ajna, pausing at the end of the exhale and at the end of the inhale. So these are the thoughts that ride on this beautiful wind, a smooth, silvery, white wisp of light. In the pause between your breath and the silence, resting from my voice, with this wisdom, try to listen and see if you can hear the sound of Om singing at the Ajna Chakra. Again, if your mind begins to sink and the object you're holding becomes dull, then expand your awareness to the periphery. But this time, experience this wind as smooth, blissful, and healing. So first imagine that the tiniest residue of mistaken knowing is forever cleared away by the smooth, white, silvery wisp of light of mirror wisdom and the following thoughts. Mirror wisdom understands the cause of an effective practice is the fact that I am taking care of the sick and the old, people with injuries, people in emotional pain. Mirror wisdom understands the cause of a healthy body and mind is taking care of others. Mirror wisdom knowingly experiences the world as the reflection of seeds we've planted. The mirror wisdom of my mind is instantaneously aware of the thing that I focus on and its real nature. Mirror wisdom sees and knows exactly how everything fits together in my world. Mirror wisdom knows that none of the objects of my perception are coming from anywhere but my own mind. Using mirror wisdom, I am sharp, precise, and I make quick, clear decisions. Mirror wisdom is diverse, makes me flexible and adaptable. With mirror wisdom, I create the perfect reflection for others. Using mirror wisdom, I unlock the potential for others to grow infinitely in their capacity. I am mirror wisdom, riding on a pure, pervasive wind. Because of mirror wisdom, I live in a dimension where all the things I see, hear, smell, taste, touch, and think of have immense meaning. Because of mirror wisdom, everything is a profound teaching on the purity of appearances. With mirror wisdom, I walk through my day, experiencing the profound teachings on the purity of appearances. I am a mirror of the wisdom of the purity of appearances. You can release your focus on the breath at the Ajna Chakra and imagine that every living being in the universe has been touched by your transformation. Take a long exhale and a deep inhale. Open your eyes and take a big stretch.